This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Now that the United States has reached a reduction of violence agreement with the Taliban, waiting is underway for what comes next and when precisely this will lead to direct discussions between the insurgents and the Afghan government. Also at issue, the prospects for an American troop withdrawal from Afghanistan after nearly two decades of war. At the Munich Security Conference today, U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said he was optimistic about the limited accord.
I think there's general agreement, it's my view as well, that we have to give peace a chance, that the best, if not only, way forward in Afghanistan is through a political agreement.
At the same conference, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
But we are prepared to adjust our force level if the Taliban demonstrate the will and the ability to reduce violence and make real compromises.
Another American theme at Munich, the need to keep a wary eye on China. Once again, Defense Secretary Mark Esper.
If the PRC will not change its ways, and defending the system must be our collective priority, we can only do this by making greater investments in our common defense, by making the hard economic and commercial choices needed to prioritize our shared security.
There is a warning for people returning to Beijing from other parts of China. They must self-quarantine for 14 days. This as the country tries to stop the spread of the COVID-19 coronavirus. China's National Health Commission says the death toll from the infection now stands at more than 1,500, with more than 2,600 new cases, but that represents a drop from the numbers of recent days. Yesterday's new case figure topped 5,000. Chinese President Xi Jinping is calling for stronger public health legislation. France today announced the first coronavirus death outside of Asia. The victim was an 80-year-old Chinese tourist hospitalized since late January. To stay up to date on all the world's news, you can always go to our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is